Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach at Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I'd like to welcome all the returning listeners, and I'd like to welcome any new listeners to our podcast community. And thank you so much, all of you who have recently subscribed to the podcast. The podcast reach is increasing at a really fast rate, and it's all because of your support. We've been reaching listeners, not just in the UK, but from all around the world. The podcast is now attracting a global audience across 90 countries who tune in regularly. Now, today's topic is all about the first job interview. Now, first job interviews represent a significant milestone in your career journey. You might be a student or a recent graduate embarking on your first part-time job or a full-time job, or you might be a seasoned professional who's been on a career break for a while, or you've been out of the job market due to caring responsibilities or ill health, or you may just have been in a job for a long time and now you're looking for change and you've not had an interview for many, many years. Now, the first job interview serves as that initial meeting where the potential employer evaluates your qualifications and you get an opportunity to see a snapshot of what the organisation's all about and what their goals are. Now, preparation is key if you want to make a strong impression in your first job interview. Now, before I dive into today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. If you sign up to our newsletter today, you'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to the Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll be notified of all our new episodes. Okay, let's get started on this topic. Now, the first tip I'd like to share with you is prepare your answers. As this is your first job interview, you may not have work-related examples to demonstrate your skills, but you have a range of transferable skills from your experience as a student or as a volunteer when you worked on group projects. So anticipate common interview questions like, tell me about yourself. What are your strengths and weaknesses? And why do you want to work here? And I've covered these interview questions in other podcast episodes. So if you go to my website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk, and click on the tab for podcasts. And it's important that you practice your answers to these questions so you can convey your thoughts clearly and confidently. So be prepared to provide specific examples from your past experience that demonstrate your skills. You can also use the STAR method, which is situation, task, action, result, which I have covered in podcast episode 14. Now, the next tip, number two, research the company or the organisation. Learn about the company's histories, values and services and their clients. And this knowledge will show the interview panel that you're genuinely interested in the company. Number three, read the job description carefully so you really understand what the role's all about. Be ready to discuss how your skills and experience align with this vacancy. Number four, dress appropriately. choose a professional outfit that aligns with the company culture. There is an episode on how to dress for job interviews. Again, if you go to my website, you'll be able to find that podcast episode. Number 5, bring copies of your CV or your job application with you. You might want to review something before you go into the interview room. Number 6, prepare some questions to ask the interviewer. It's important to ask questions in a job interview to find out if the job's a right fit for you and whether the organisation is one that you'd like to work in. Some typical questions that you could ask the interviewer. The first one is, how has the vacancy come about? Could you tell me about a typical day? What sort of duties will I be involved in? You could ask, tell me about the priorities for my first 6 months in this job. By asking these questions, you'll demonstrate your interest and your enthusiasm for the position. Number 7, arrive early. Plan your journey. Aim to arrive at the interview location at least 10 to 15 minutes before the scheduled time. And this allows you to account for any unexpected delays and it demonstrates your punctuality. Number 8, make a strong impression. Be courteous and polite. Treat everyone you encounter with respect, from the receptionist, the building attendant, the interviewer. Maintain eye contact and use positive body language to convey your confidence. Your behaviour before and after the interview can influence a hiring decision. In some organisations, the hiring manager might ask the receptionist for feedback on how the applicant came across. Number 9, stay calm and listen to the questions carefully. It's quite normal to be nervous. Try to stay calm and composed. Listen carefully to the questions and take a moment to collect your thoughts before you answer the question. If there's anything that you don't understand, just ask the interviewer to repeat the question. Now, number 10, learn from each interview. Even if you don't get the job, view every interview as a learning opportunity. Ask for feedback, so that will help you to improve for future interviews. Remember that preparation and a positive attitude can go a long way in making a strong impression. I'm going to share some tips on red flags during your first job interview. Now, it's essential that you're aware of any potential red flags that might indicate issues with the company or the position. And these are some red flags to watch out for. The first one, the job description is really vague and it doesn't seem to match the duties that the interviewer is describing. And also, the duties that the interviewer is describing are not tasks that are one of your strengths. The interviewer seems unclear about the role and has unrealistic expectation of your duties. It's an entry-level role, but you're expected to do some management duties. Another point is the role might not align with your career goal. Does the job provide you with the skills that you need to progress in your career? Number 2, the salary is below the market rate. The company is paying less than the sector rate for the job. And the company benefits are less favourable than the sector average. So these are clear red flags about the position. Number 3, the organisation seems a bit disorganised. You notice that, for example, the HR department misplaced your job application. And when you rang up the HR department to confirm your interview appointment, the calls tended just to go straight to voicemail and your messages were not returned. And another thing that might happen is when you arrive for the interview, the interviews appear to be running 1 hour behind, but the receptionist didn't really mention this to you. And number 4, the organisation appears to have a high turnover of staff. And it has some negative employer reviews on the Glassdoor website. It's important to look for a pattern with employee reviews of the organisation. you might notice that the same role is being advertised frequently. So trust your instincts during the interview process. If something feels off, or you have concerns, or you are not sure, it's important to make an informed decision about, is this job right for me? So there we have it. Those are the top red flags that I've just highlighted. Now, our quote for today is from the Daily Word magazine. It's a daily inspirational magazine, and I've taken it from their message on September the 28th for this year. And this message really aligns with first job interviews. Interviews are not easy, and there's often disappointment on the journey. So the quote is, "Trying to control the outcome of a situation can be frustrating, leaving me anxious and unsettled. I let go and trust the right and perfect outcome is on its way." And this motivational quote can carry you through setbacks and disappointments throughout your interview journey. I hope today's episode has provided you with some practical tips for your first job interview. Remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're thinking of changing your career, sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklists and worksheets. You'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount code that you can use towards a purchase of our Competency Mock Interview Prep Kit. And I've put the link in the show notes. I really appreciate you all for supporting the podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast is growing rapidly and we're now attracting a global audience across 90 countries. I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. And please share this podcast with any friends or family who might benefit from our content. And just a reminder, if you have any questions, drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. And the best of luck for any of you who have an interview coming up. Until next time, stay committed to your career goal. Take care and keep listening. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.